Luke chapter 2, verse 4. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, to the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger because there was no guest room available for them. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. That means they were scared, they were afraid. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Saviour has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to those on whom his favour rests." This is God's word to us this morning. Let's pray and ask him to help us to understand it. Father in heaven, thank you so much for the good news of Christmas. Please would you make us really excited about that good news this morning. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, put your hands up if you have opened all of your presents already. Who's opened all of... Lucy, you got up at 10 o'clock and you've already... Was that a lie?
Because in Slovakia we do give presents 24, so we did it yesterday.
You did them yesterday? Yeah, of course, okay. Oh, right, okay, so this really isn't Christmas for you. Okay, well, that's kind of cheating. It's not cheating, it's different. So, who else has opened all their presents? Anyone? Yeah, Tony's opened all his presents. Anyone else? No, some have still got presents to go. Okay, when you come to open your presents, how do you know which ones are yours? They're all under the tree, perhaps. How do you know which ones are yours? They've got a label on them, and on the label is your name, okay? So you look for the label, and you see, is this one for me? No, well, that's disappointing. Is this one for me? No, that's disappointing. Then you get to the really big one, you say, this one for me? Yes! Exciting times. Okay, so I've got a present here, which I haven't unwrapped yet. Okay, there's a label on it. The label is beginning to fall off. Do you want to know who it's for?
Yeah.
Do you want to know who it's for?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's one for me, okay? One I haven't unwrapped yet. Now, at Christmas time, we remember that God gives us a present. He gives a present. And this present has a name label on it. Do you want to know whose name is on the label?
Yeah.
Do you want to know? I've got a big label here. God's present is labelled to you. Let me show you that from the Bible, okay? So we've got a verse that I'll put up on the screen. It's one that we read just now. And this is what it says. If you can read, can you read it with me?
Yeah.
Right, ready? 1, 2, 3. Today, in the town of David, a Saviour has been born to you. He is Messiah, the Lord. See, Christmas reminds us that there is a present to you. Now, that's really important. So every time I say to you in the next couple of minutes, I want you to point to yourself, because that's you. Yeah? So when I say to you, you go to you. Okay, like three people are doing it. Come on, Lucia. You're going to be the person I pick on today. Because you got up at 10 o'clock in the morning.
10 to 10.
10 to 10, okay. All right, ready? 1, 2, 3. To you. To you. That's what the Christmas story is all about. Now, these were the words of an angel to some shepherds. I've got a shepherd here. What is a shepherd? What does a shepherd do? What job does a shepherd do? Yes, Lily? A shepherd looks after sheep. That's absolutely right. And so they were looking after their flock of sheep on the hillside one night when suddenly an angel appeared to them, and it left them really scared. It left them with their knees knocking and their teeth chattering, and they were really, really scared because an angel had appeared to them. But then the angel said something really important. It's in the Bible. Let me read it to you. He says, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will be great joy for all the people." And then he goes on to say this bit. Today, in the town of David, a Saviour has been born to you. To you. He is Messiah, the Lord. The present of Christmas has your name on it. And you might think, well, No, it doesn't, because I wasn't one of those shepherds. So the angel wasn't talking to me. But the verse before, the angel said this. The angel said, I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. The good news of Christmas is for all types of people. Jesus is good news to you. He's not a present just for the other people who are sitting here this morning. He's not a present just for the grown-ups or for your parents. He's a present for every one of us who is sat here this morning. And so I want to tell you three very, very quick things about this gift that is a gift to you. Okay, the first thing is that it's a present that we need. A present we need. Who can tell me who this is?
Superman.
Superman, okay. This is Superman. I quite like Superman. I quite like superheroes. Did anyone get any superhero gifts today? Any super? Yes? Josh, what did you get? You got?
Spider-Man.
The movie. Spider-Man Homecoming, the movie. Good. Is Spider-Man your favourite superhero? Who is?
Iron Man.
Iron Man. I'm with you on that one. Although you could argue, is he a superhero? I mean, let's have that debate afterwards. Anyone else got a favourite superhero? Who's your favourite superhero? Yes, Tyler.
Iron Man and Batman.
Iron Man and Batman together?
Wolverine.
Wolverine, yes.
Robin.
Robin, okay, the sidekick. I quite like that, Carnell. That's unconventional. That's good. Yes, Seth? Flash. That's unconventional as well. I like it. Lily. Wonder Woman. Very good, Lily. One for the ladies. That's good. But Superman, his job is to be a superhero. Now, what does a superhero do? What's the purpose of a superhero? To save people. Is that what you said as well, Lukash? To save people. You're absolutely right. So there might be maybe someone in some really bad danger. Maybe there's a runaway train that's gathering up speed and no one can stop it. Or maybe there's a car flying through the air and someone's about to be crushed. And then Superman or Wolverine or whoever it is, Spider-Man, comes along, sweeps in, and they save the person who's in danger. That's what a saviour is. And did you notice that word is on the screen? Today, in the town of David, a saviour has been born. A saviour is someone who saves people, and that is a present that we all need. And you might think, do I? Do I really need a saviour? I can't see any runaway trains. I'm not about to be crushed by a car that's flying through the air. There aren't any baddies who are going to come and, you know, do nasty things to me. I don't need to be saved. But the Bible says that actually we are all in danger. We do need to be saved because we've all done things that are wrong, and that puts us in danger of the punishment of God. Actually, it means that God is upset with us, and we won't go to be with him in heaven when we die. We'll go to hell. And that is the biggest danger there is. And so at Christmas time, we remember that Jesus is a saviour. He came because he is a present that we need. Now, how did Jesus save us? How did Jesus save us? Let me tell you. Jesus saved us because he wasn't just a baby, but he grew up, he lived a perfect life, and then he died on the cross. He took all of the wrong things that I've done away. He took the punishment of God that I deserve, and then he rose again to show that he really had saved everyone who trusts in him. So everyone who trusts in Jesus can be saved from the danger of hell. The present to you is a present that we need. We need a saviour. Okay? That's the first thing. Are you still with me? This is a present to you. And the second thing is that this is a present to be received. A present to be received. I've probably got that upside down, haven't I? Let's go this way. A present to be received. When you get a gift, you kind of need to open it. I love opening all my presents. I'm surprised at how many people haven't opened all of their presents yet. Because I can't, the first thing I do when I wake up, don't even get out of bed. You know, all the presents are brought to me, and I'm just like, open all the presents, get so excited. Okay, so it's really rare and really strange that I've still got a present unopened. Okay, I was very disciplined this morning for you, okay? This is a present that is unopened. But imagine that if I took this present home, and I still hadn't opened it, and I just put it under the tree, and I left it there. I left it there till the end of the day, and then went to bed, woke up tomorrow, and then left it again. And then by the end of the week, it was still sat under the tree. And then by the end of next week, we've taken the tree down, put it all in the loft, and the present still sat there. And I leave it till next year, and put it back under the tree next year, and then I don't even open it next year either. That would be really weird, wouldn't it? That'd be a really strange thing to do. But this present has my name on it. It's for me. So what do I need to do with this present?
Open it.
I need to open it. It's only when I open this present that I can enjoy the present. So I'm going to open the present. Okay. A bit of a... Ah! Guess what? It's another box of matchmakers. It's almost like I bought 2 for 1 at the shop. A box of matchmakers. Now I can enjoy them because I've opened the present. To receive a present, you need to open it. And it's the same with the gift of Jesus. This is a gift that has a name label on it. It says to you. And what we need to do is open it. Actually, that's what the shepherds did. Let me read you what happened. The angel told them that a saviour had been born. So what do you think they did? Do you think they said, that's all very interesting. Thank you for telling me. And now I'm going to go back to looking after my sheep. Do you think that's what they did?
No.
Do you think they said, a saviour has been born? Oh, well, that's okay. I don't need a saviour. That's not for me. No, that's not what they said either. What they did instead was they hurried off and they went to find Mary and Joseph and the baby. And they were one of the first people to see Jesus. You see, they heard the good news and they did something about it. So for everyone here this morning, I want to encourage you to receive the present of Christmas. Hearing the good news of Jesus is not enough. Knowing that the good news of Christmas is true is not enough. Every one of us needs to open the present. It's not about what we do to receive a gift. It's all about accepting the gift that has been given to us. Becoming a Christian is not about what we do. It's about receiving what Jesus has done. And so each one of us, whether we're young or whether we're old, we need to say, Jesus, thank you that you're the Saviour. I know I need saving. So please save me. It's as simple as that. That's how you open the gift of Christmas. So this gift has got a name label on it. It says to you. It's a gift that we need. It's a gift to be received. And the last thing, it's a present that we need to share. A present to share with other people. Sharing presents at Christmas time can be a very difficult thing, can't it? Let's be honest. And I'm not just talking to the children. When we receive something new, and we just want to play with it all day by ourselves. But actually, the right thing to do is to share what we've received with others, because then other people can enjoy it as well. And it's the same with this wonderful gift of Christmas. If you have enjoyed the presence of Jesus, then the right thing to do is to share it with other people. And that's what the shepherds do. Let me read this. Listen to what the shepherds do. They found Mary and Joseph. And then, when they had seen Jesus, the baby, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. You see, the shepherds knew that Jesus was the best gift ever. They knew that Jesus was a saviour and that everyone needs a saviour because of the wrong stuff that we've done. And so they couldn't keep quiet about it. And if this morning you are someone who knows Jesus as your saviour, this is your job. So open your mouth and to share this good news of Jesus with other people. So, as a reminder, 2 days in a row, I want to share my chocolate with you after the meeting. You need to come up to me and you can have a chocolate for free. And hopefully it will remind us that the good news that we've received, the good gift of Christmas, is a gift that we are to share with others. And even over this Christmas time, let's be praying for and looking for those opportunities to speak to our family members and to our friends that we don't see very often, who don't yet know this wonderful good news of Christmas. Let's be praying that lots of other people will come to realise that Jesus is a present with a name label, and the name label says, to you. Good. Let's pray together, shall we? Father in heaven, we thank you so much for the gift of Jesus. Thank you that it is a gift for everyone who trusts in you. Thank you that he came as a saviour to die on the cross in the place of my sin, so that the punishment that I deserve could be taken away and I could be with you forever. Thank you for that wonderful gift. Please, would each one of us here this morning know that gift to be true, know that gift for ourselves, and be those who want to share it with other people as well. Thank you so much for our Christmas day so far. Please, would you help us have a really happy and joyful day for the rest of it. In Jesus' name, amen.